Hi, Pastor.
Hi.
John. My name is Jim. Yes, I was reading your book, Our Sufficiency in Christ. It talks about spiritual warfare, who's after whom, okay, God's sovereign purpose, why things happen. As Christians today, do God allow these things to happen in our lives to strengthen our faith? Because Peter went through a certain circumstances like that.
Sure.
And God told him that you're going to go through it because you're going to strengthen the church. Does this still happen today? Do God allow Satan to buffet us for us to be stronger in the faith?
I think he does. I don't see any reason to assume any difference. You can go all the way back to probably the oldest book in the Bible, Job, which we could discuss about its authorship, but may have even been written before the Pentateuch. You can go all the way to the time of the tribulation in the book of Revelation, and Satan is going to be heaping everything on believers then, right?
Right.
You can see it in the life of Paul. You can see it in the life of Peter. I don't see any reason, since it's there at the very beginning and it's there at the very end in the redemptive plan of history, why it shouldn't be running through the whole middle. So I would assume that the answer is yes, that the Lord does turn Satan loose on us at his own purpose and discretion, or turn demons loose on us for perfecting purposes to accomplish his own ends in our lives. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
There's nothing in the Bible to convince us other than that.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Good.